Okay, Sean Robles at his Davis Irvin Daf Pei Dalid. We had just we're on the bottom of Pei Gimel on the base. We had left off with the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. The Mishnah already had talked about a case where you have a chotzer and a merpeset, and they want to know in terms of if you have an area that's between the two of them. That's depending on the case, either it's 10 tefachim high, 10 tefachim deep. What does the area belong to? I mean, which chotzer has rishus to use the area? And we had thrown out a bunch of cases like that. In the last case over here with Rav and Shmuel, we had said lezeb shulshul vazeb bezrika. If one chetzer is able to use the area with shulshul by lowering an area, lowering something down to it, meaning it's beneath it, and the other chetzer had to throw something on top of it, meaning it was 10 tefachim below the merpeset and 10 tefachim above the chotzer. So what's the case over there? Because we had said in any scenario when you're faced with two options, two chotzeros, or a chotzer and mirpeset, so whatever was nichat hashmishtei, anything that was easier to get to this area from either the mirpeset or the chotzer, whichever was easier to get to, so that's we said that area would belong to that. But let's say the case is where it's not easy to get to by either of them. Meaning by one of them, right, neither of these cases is nichat hashmishta, is easy to get to. But in a case where it's one chatzar has to lower down the item to get to this area, or in one case the chatzar has to throw the item to get to this area, so who takes precedence? So Rav had said it's both of them are us, right? Shneim asurin, meaning without an eruv, right? Neither of them are allowed to carry to whatever area, the 10 tefachim area. Shmuel had said, no, that you give precedence to the shilshul, because it is technically easier to lower something down from a merpeset than to throw it up. So technically that is easier, that is nichat hashmishta. Again, according to Shmuel, you compare the two cases and you say which one is easier. According to Rav, you need an objective nichat hashmishta, you need an objective easy transfer from the chotzer or the merpeset to this area. Okay, so again, for Rav over here, we don't have that because you have to throw and you have to lower. And according to Shmuel, no, lowering is easier than throwing, so therefore it's going to belong to the top, to the merpeset. Okay, so we're going to try, today's daf is going to try and prove one way or another. We're going to have four cases, if I'm not mistaken, where we try and prove one way or another. And let's get to it right now. So the Gemara had said four lines from the bottom. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, and again, this is our Mishnah. Anshi chotzer v'anshi merpeset shachu v'lo irvu. But if you have a people, again, you have a chotzer and you have a merpeset, which is usually like some sort of porch, and both of these, they did not make an eruv. Kol shegova asara tvachim, the merpeset pachos mikan l'chotzer. If there's an area that's 10 tvachim above the floor of the chotzer, so then that area belongs to the merpeset. But if it's less than that, if it's less than 10 tvachim, so then it belongs to the chotzer. The Gemara says, kosal gotaytach by merpeset. What do you mean by a merpeset? What do you mean by a merpeset? So the Gemara said we originally assumed the merpeset to be b'nei aliyah. Now, if you have the diagram, and it works out very well, that you basically have a chotzer, add the merpeset, and then from the merpeset to the second floor, which is the aliyah, which is the second floor, you have another ladder, meaning you have a ladder from the chotzer to the merpeset, then you have another ladder from the merpeset up to the second floor, and that's how you get into the houses. Right, so the Gemara says, "Umayka kar lemerpeset dika selki bemerpeset." Right, meaning, why is it called a merpeset? And it should be because they go up to the merpeset when they want to go to the aliyah, to where they live. So the Gemara says, "Alma, apparently, what do you see from here? Kol zeb shulshul, zeb zrika nosam lo shulshul." Right, if you're telling me that it's 10 tefachim and above, right, mistama. Right, mistama, it's more than 10 tefachim away from the aliyah. So you're telling me that it's 10 tefachim off the ground, right? But you have to lower from the aliyah, you have to lower the item or whatever item you're using to get onto this 10 tefachim area, because mistama is more than 10 tefachim away from the aliyah, from the second floor. The bottom is the chotzer, you have to throw to get on top of this area. So apparently this is a case of shilshul and zrika, and apparently you see we give it to the shilshuls, right? Again, that proves Shmuel Shita. So Gemara says, no. Kedamar Avuna lausan adar and merpeset. Hachanami lausan adar and merpeset. A little bit later on the daf, right towards the bottom of Peidal, it's Avuna is going to say, again, in the next case, that we're talking about not a merpeset that goes up to the second floor, but a merpeset that is the second floor, meaning there's only one ladder here. There's not a ladder from the chatzar to the merpeset, then from the merpeset to the second floor, i.e., and therefore this 10 trachim item is more than 10 trachim away from the second floor. No. The case is where the 10 trachim box, shall we say, is like 2 trachim away from the merpeset, and that's where the people on the second floor go into their houses, meaning there's not another step up. The merpeset is the second floor. So therefore, meaning it's not that they're going to lower it down, right? They can just get there very easily. They have a Pesach almost. The people of Merpeset have a Pesach to get to this 10 Tzvachim box, shall we say. And therefore, it's not a case of Shulshul and Zrika at all. So Gemara says, if that's really the case, so Ema Sefer, what about the second part of the Mishnah? Pogos Mikan Lechotzer. And if the well, not really the second part of the Mishnah, but the second part of the statement, rather. Pachas mikan lechotzer, if this little box is less than 10 tefachim, so then it belongs to the chotzer, the Gemara says, amai. Why? Because if the case is where the merpeset has a pesach to this area, and the chotzer, now if it's less than 10 tefachim, so then both of them have a pesach. Right? And if both of them have a pesach, so it should be aser without an eruv. But if you tell me it's a Pesach from the Merpeset, so the Seifa must be a case where it's also a Pesach from the Chatzar, because it's less than 10 Tefachim. So Gemara says, Ma the Chatzar, so it reinterprets what the Mishnah means. What does it mean to the Chatzar? Meaning it belongs to the Chatzar if it's less than 10 Tefachim. Af the Chatzar, meaning that both of them, even the Chatzar, both of them have a Pesach, an opening to this little box over here, and therefore Shnei Masurim, both of them are Aser. Okay, fine. And the Gemara says, "Achinami mistavra," and that makes sense. Made the Gedani Seva, because later in the Mishnah it says, "Bemedvar Murim," that's besmucha. That's only if the box is close, meaning close to the merpeset. Avam b'mufleges, but it's if it's far away, afila gavot sar tefachim lechotzer. Even if it's 10 tefachim high, then it belongs to the chotzer because it's too far away from the merpeset. The Gemara says, "My lechotzer." What do you mean? It belongs to the chotzer. Yilei lechotzer v'shari. It belongs to the chotzer, and therefore it's mutter to carry. So why am I? Why does that work? It's for both of them. Meaning it's difficult for both of them to get from their area to this area, because it's far away from the merpeset and it's 10 tefachim high off the ground from the chotzer. So elamai, so it must be lechotzer. What's elamai lechotzer? What do you mean? Lechotzer, it means af lechotzer. It's even, meaning difficult for the chotzer to get there, and therefore shneirim asurim, and both of them are aser. Right? Hakanami. So over two here as well, lechotzer. What does it mean, lechotzer? That means af lechotzer shneirim asurim. That it means even to the chotzer. Both of them have a pesach, at least in the first case that we're talking about, and therefore both of them are aser without an eruv shmarina, and therefore we have no proof. In the case of Zrika and Shilshul, because Dafka, this is not a case, our mission is not a case of Zrika and Shilshul at all. Okay, proof number two. Tanai within the Mishnah. Chulias Habor Vasela. If you have, right, again, this is still our Mishnah, but if you have the lip of a pit or a rock, Shein Givona Sarim Limerpeza, that are 10 Tvachim. High, so then it's shayach to the merpeset, right? Pachus mikan the chotzer. If it's less than 10 tefachim, so then it's like the chotzer. So again, we're going to assume that the key when you say about merpeset, we're talking about a merpeset and then ladders going up to the second to another story, right? So therefore, it's also a case of lowering from the merpeset and throwing from the chotzer. And we said if it's 10 tefachim high, right? That seems to be our case of Rav and Shmuel. Right, then seems to agree with Shmuel that we give precedence to the merpeset, which is but lowering, as opposed to the chotzer, which is going to throw. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna losan hadar ben merpeset." So the same thing, the same answer. That on top, we're not talking about a case where you have two sets of ladders. They have a ladder to the merpeset and then a ladder to the second floor. No, it's a case, as we answered before, where the merpeset is the second floor. So therefore, it's close to the 10 tefach box, and it's considered to be a pesach, not considered to be lowering the item, and therefore it's not a case of Shulshul and Zrika at all. So it says, Tenach Sela. So, okay, fine. That makes sense if you're talking about a case of the Sela. But what did the Mishnah say? Chulias Habor Vasela. Right? Bor, Ma'ikul HaMemar. What are you going to say about a pit? Well, the pit is going down. Wait, what do you, that's for sure, less than 10, more than 10 Tvachim away from the Repeset. So Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak Breder of Yeshua, Hacha, Babor Malea Mayamaskinan. No, because here the case is the pit is filled with water. So the people in Merpeset don't need to use Shilshul because the water is on the top. is on the floor, and it's close to ten, you know, it's within 10 tefachim of the merpeset. So Gemara says, ah, chasra. Right, one second. But if it's a pit that's storing water, so people are going to take water on Shabbos, or yeah, well, meaning it's going to be depleted. Right, meaning it's going to have less. The amount of the water, right, it's not muktzah, right? People need water. It's going to be that they'll take some, and then it'll go lower. Then it's more than 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says, "Kevin dechimalia sharia ki chasra nami sharia." So the Gemara says, since it's mutter when it's full, it's aser. It's mutter also when it's missing. So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? Adrabba, the opposite makes more sense." Kevin dechichasra asira kimalia nami asira. Usually that works the other way. Right, if it's going to be usher at some point, we're going to usher it the entire time. So why does it make sense that if it's mutter at some point, it should always be mutter? So Ella Amar Abaye, Abaye says, no. Hacha b'bor malea peres eskinen. It's not filled with water, but it's full of, not, it doesn't have to be fruit. It could be any type of produce. So again, you know, so again, it's level with the ground and it's within 10 tefach. So it says, I've achasri. So same idea that people are going to take some of this food on Shabbos. Right, so clearly it's there for storage at some point. So Gemara says, betivel. It's talking about tevel. So therefore it's muktzah. So that's not moving. The ground level is not moving. It's not going to be taken on Shabbos. Of course, dekanami. Now, it also makes sense for the language, dekatani dumya desela, smami not. Because, again, when you compare a pit and a rock back to back in the Mishnah, usually when the Mishnah does that, it's comparing two cases that are comparable. So if it's just like a rock, which is muktzah, so too, it must be a pit that's filled with items that are muktzah. The Gemara says, well, if it's the same case, so you don't need to teach it to me twice. The Gemara says, no, it's tzricha, you do need it twice, the yeshminan selo de laka lemizgar, because if you had only had a rock, right, I mean, then you might have thought that that's only because you have no gzera that you could make from it. Have a boar, but if you have a pit, ligzor zin and demaya peres mitukanim, because maybe sometimes you will have non-muktzah fruit, non-muktzah produce in there. We're therefore going to be gozer that maybe in some scenarios, right, it'll be filled with something that's muktzah, and then it'll be less, and then it'll be out of the range of the merpeset. So therefore, tzricha, so you have to tell me that we're not going to do that. That we're not going to make that gzera. Okay. Fine. Okay, so third attempt to try and prove who is correct in these Rav and Shmuel machlokas. So Toshma, I'll bring you a braisa. Anshei chatzar v'anshei aliyah. If you have people in the chatzar, and you have people also in an aliyah. Aliyah again is a second floor. Anshei shachu v'lo iruvu, and they did not make an eruv. Meaning there could be an eruv, right, individual eruvs, but there's no eruv together. So anshei chatzar mishtatfin basara hatachtonim. The people in the chatzar can use the 10 from 10 tefachim and down on the wall, meaning between, obviously there's a wall, let's say you have a chatzar, then you have a second floor, so they can use, the people in the chatzar can use the 10 tefachim and down from the wall, right? You mark it up like you measure your kid, right? Growing, at least in my sukkah, they used to measure, I guess they still do for the grandkids, but they used to measure us as every year when we got to the sukkah, so they kind of put a little notch on the wall. So again, you measure 10 tefachim and down from the wall, and that belongs to the chatzar. The people from the aliyah, from the second floor, from the merpeset, get the top 10 tefachim. Not from 10 tefachim and up, but the top 10 tefachim. I mean, it's that house, so ziz yotzi min hakotel, so if you have a ledge that comes out of the wall, so lamata me'asara lechatzar, lamala me'asara le'aliyah. Anything that's below the chatzar, below the ziz, below the ledge, belongs to the chatzar, and anything above belongs to the merpeset. So the Gemara says, "Beni beni aser," but implying that that implication of that brisa is that if anything is between, right, again, the lower 10 tefachim and the upper 10 tefachim, so that would be aser, right, because theoretically that would be joint property, and that already would prove rav, right, that shneim asurim, that they're both aser, in a case where you have to lower, again, because if you can imagine, it's a 30 tefach wall, and you have a merpeset, and you have a chatzar. So the chatzar gets the lower 10 tefachim, the merpeset gets the top 10 tefachim, and the 10 tefachim in the middle is no man's land, so it belongs to both of them. So what is that a case of? That's a case of lowering from the merpeset and throwing from the chatzar. And we see the implication of our brisa is that it would be aser, and that's like Rav. No. The case is not where the wall is 30 tefachim or whatever, that's just a random number that we picked, but it's not 30 tefachim, but it's 19 and a half tefachim. And the ledge is smack in the middle. So you got 9 and a half above and 9 and a half below. So therefore, lamata me'asara lezeh bepesach v'lezeh b'shilshul. So below it, below 10 tefachim, is a case where it's you have a pesach for the chazer, and for the merpeset, it's lowering, it's b'shilshul, so therefore it goes to the one with the pesach. Lamala me'asara, above 10 tefachim, right, the lezeh pesach v'lezeh b'zrika, and it's the same thing, just the opposite, meaning the merpeset has a pesach to this area, the chazer can access it through zrika, so therefore it will belong to the merpeset, which is the one that has the Pesach, which has the ease of use, the Nichat HaShmishtin. Okay, another proof. Fourth proof, I guess. Tashma, let's bring another Bryce. Right? This is a Mishnah, actually, that we'll learn in a couple of lot. Shtei Gzuz Taros, or whatever. Zulam Alamizu, you have two. Gzuz Taros is a balcony. So both of them are, you know, kind of one on top of the other, not necessarily one above, but let's say one is higher. They're also over water. That's the case over there. Now, we had said that there's a special decree. Chazal said that good achis mechitza, that you can have the mechitza go down over water, even though there is no actual walls, right? That we said that was a kula, right? At the beginning of the Masechta, that was already, we had a kula for being over water, so you could draw water on Shabbos. So let's say you have these two balconies that are one on top of each other over water. If you made a mechitza for the top one, but not for the bottom one, they're asur until you can make an eruv. Right? Again, the top balcony is going to lower, but the lower one has to throw, meaning it has to throw to get the water, meaning the water hole is on the top mechitza, meaning the top zustara, meaning the lower chatzer needs to get to the upper chatzer to get at the water. So basically, the top zustara, the top balcony, has to lower something in to get to the water. The lower one, the lower one has to throw to get up there. I'm not sure how they would actually do that, but okay, either way, we see that they're both usher until they make an error. That's Rav Shita. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Adavar Ava, Now, the case is where the people in the lower gzustara, in the lower balcony, can get to the upper balcony and just use the hole over there. So since you can, it's also, both of them are a case of shilshul, both of them are a case of lowering, so therefore that's not our case at all. Abaya, Mar Abaya says, no, a different way to answer, could go into Kaiman Besocha Sarad Adadi, that the Gzuz, I keep on saying Mirpesa, but it's not really Mirpesa. The Gzuzteros, the balconies, are within 10 Tvachim of each other, and not that they're connected, but the case is that they're not distinct, Rashi says over here, that they're not distinct enough, like our case of the Mirpesa and the Chatzah. And therefore, as Rabbi says, lo mibayah kamar. And therefore, when the Mishnah is saying that they're aser, until they make an eruv, it's a lo mibayah. Meaning, you don't even need to tell me. Lo mibayah, you don't even need to tell me that asur l'tachtona v'losa l'yona da'asiri. That if they made a mechitza for the bottom one, but not for the top one, so that it's aser for the both of them. Dekevin debigo asar v'dahadadi kayamin asra ha'adadi. Since they're within ten tefachim of each other, right? Obviously, they're going to aser each other if they don't make an eruv. It's the same as, you know, two chateros that basically border each other with an entrance, or whatever it is, with drisus haregel or whatever, not really drisus haregel, meaning it seems like they're basically connected, more or less, and they're going to aser on each other if there's no eruv. Ela filu asa l'elyona v'lo asa l'tachtona, but even, and this is the Chiddush Mishnah, even if they made a mechitza for the top one and not for the bottom one, since Akadayta Chamina, you might have thought to say, kevin de lezeb nachas v'zeb kasha, since it's easier for the top Gzustra, for the top balcony to get to the water, but it's harder for the lower balcony. So then you might have thought that at least we should just say that no, the water, the hole for the water is given to the top one, to the upper Gzustra. So Kamashmalan says the Mishnah teaches us, so the Mishnah says no, since they're within 10 tefachim of each other, so they aser each other. We don't just give the water hole to the top Gzustra. We're going to give it, it's going to aser both of them until they make an eruv. Okay. Abai keeps on going. Gaga samach l'rishus harabim. Just like Shmuel said, that if you have a roof that's next to a rishus harabim, basically you have a house, meaning the case is like this, where, let's see if I can find the Rashi over here. We can read it inside together. Yeah, Gag Hasamach L'Shus Rabim. It's like 7 or 8 lines up in the medium skinny lines. Maybe 20 lines up from the bottom. Gag Hasamach L'Shus Rabim. She'eno mukav chotzer l'chol tzidav. The house does not have a chotzer around its entire, right, all 4 areas. But normally you have a house, and there's chotzer in all 4 directions. But here you don't have that. El tzido echad R'Shus Rabim. One side of the house is the R'Shus Rabim. V'shtam gag gavo asara. And a standard roof, right, is 10 tvachim up. So you have a roof that is like a, almost like, if you can imagine, it's not a big roof, but like a, it's a roof that you can access from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's probably more what we would call a backyard, like an enclosed backyard. There is a diagram that you can find. All right, either way, let's just try and read it. Maybe it'll become clear. Gaga Samach Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if you have a roof or like a back area that is right next to the Shusar Abim, right? And the case is, and there is a, what's it called? A merpeset right next to that roof, that area. Tzarech Sulam Kavu Latiro. You need to have a permanent ladder to make it mutter. From the aliyah to the roof, you need a permanent ladder to allow to carry it from the roof to the merpeset. So the Gemara says, "Sum kavua in sumam marailo." Right? Apparently, what do you see? You need to have a permanent ladder, not a temporary ladder. So in my time, why is that? Lav mishum dekemen de besoga sora da adadi kemen asra na adadi. Because you see that since they're within 10 tefachim of each other, they're going to ask for each other. So a mask of left hopper, papa said, "V'dum kisharab mekatven alav bekumta v'sura." No, because maybe the case is where the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not going to use the roof, right? But it has nothing to do with the merpeset. It has to do with the fact that the people are going to use the roof to hang kumta and sudra. A sudra is a scarf, is a handkerchief. A kumta is a, in army language, it's a beret. But it means a hat. People are going to put their hats, their handkerchiefs, their scarves, or whatever, and people are going to use the roof, just like they're going to made from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So therefore, meaning it's not a case at all. It's not similar at all to this case that it's not the ten tefachim between the roof and the merpeset that Azer. It's really there's the use from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that is gonna mess it up. So therefore, it's not actually a proof to what Abaye just said. That it's a case where, what was Abai's last point? Right, where it's Besoch HaSara, right? This case is not Besoch HaSara. That has nothing to do with the case at hand. Okay, Shkoyah Kol Rabosai, definitely a daf that requires Chazara. But we'll Mitzvah Shem go weiter in the Hilig HaShas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.